Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So obviously we have been speaking about the SIU's interim report yesterday that really detailed what had been happening at the Tembisa Hospital. That investigation is ongoing, so none of it is complete yet. But the details that came out yesterday were quite shocking. So we have decided to speak. You may remember yesterday me asking the MEC, Shadow MEC in Johan Gauteng, Jack Bloom, about, you know, what then can be done. We also spoke to a member of parliament as well from Action SA, Dr. Khosi Letape, who I asked about oversight roles in parliament. So I do want to ask the province itself what oversight role they are playing in all of this. Advocate Ezra Letswalo is a chairperson of the Health and Wellness Committee at the Gauteng Legislature. A very good evening, Advocate Letswalo. Thank you so much for your time.
Evening, Pemelo.
You know, the reports that came out yesterday, as I said, of course, there are still interim reports from the SIU, but your sense of, and what do you make of that as the committee that sits in this portfolio, and how did you reflect on that if you've had a chance to speak as a committee members?
Well, I suppose as would be the general sentiment of a society, it's quite a lamentable shivering and even hurtful, development by all accounts. Of course, the committee hasn't had time as yet to reflect the report, because the department would still have to appear before the committee, present the findings formally, so that we define the process, the next steps from them. But I think all things are considered. This essentially suggests that we still have got elements within our society who are just hell-bent on reversing everything that is about the progress and the cost of humanity. And it's quite worrisome, you know. These are acts of a criminality. You don't want to characterize them anyhow. It's essentially crimes against the humanity, you know. And I think those are the sentiments that we carry. As the chairperson of the committee, and I think, you know, the collective of the committee.
So obviously it couldn't have come as a surprise, because the issues of corruption within Gauteng Health have been, you know, the discussion point for a long time, actually, even before this particular administration. Were you actually surprised? And I know you're saying it's saddening and all of that, it's a shock, but you must have known some of this is happening. And what were your thoughts about what needed to be done to correct this the problem that we sit with in corruption in Gauteng Health?
You are correct. I think successfully different portfolio committees of health would have had to contend with the reports of maladministration, malfeasance. But I think it has now become egregious. I mean, the extent of the subversion, the extent of the theft, of the pillaging, it's really just appalling. And that is why we're a bit shook. Of course, they were not, utterly shocked, because there has been a sporadic report of corruption here or there. And we have sought to understand, the social pathology behind all these corrupt, activities. And of course, in other instances, we have made strong recommendations. We have been able as the committee to unravel some of this rod malfeasance. We have made recommendations. And I think, our reports that are usually presented in the legislature speaks to that. And there are instances where we've also interacted with other stakeholders. In this case, your Public Service Commission, your Auditor General, which have also laid bare some of, the corruptive practices that are, experienced in the department. And we have been able to action some of those. Possibly more still needs to be done, to ensure that there's a maximum, a detection of some of these activities.
So apart from the reports that have AG reports and all of those, I mean, the Health Ombud had a report as well. Just generally, with regards to the principles that sit in these portfolios, are you getting satisfactory answers directly from them? I mean, we know about the reports, the recommendations and all of that. But when you engage with them and when you do your own oversight on this department, do you ever get the sense that you're getting satisfactory responses or at least cooperation from them?
I'll tell you, my view has always been that on different subjects or on different inquiries, there would be instances where the department would be forthcoming, and I think we could be able to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the systems that we have now adopted is that we do cross referrals between the other portfolio committees, because oversight function, whilst it resides in a particular committee, it might not be sufficient if it's only limited or restricted to that specific committee, because it can only come short given the lack of some of functionalities of abilities. And that is why in other instances we would also join hands with our sister portfolio committees, in this case portfolio committee of finance or the select committee on public accounts, because they have got the other capabilities that may not necessarily reside within the portfolio committee of health. But I think overall, the legislative oversight is such that it bears its own limitations, And I think earlier on I was arguing elsewhere that one of the things that are lacking within the overall modeling of a legislative mm-hmm. oversight
mm-hmm.
is that it does not have investigational capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So much as we entertain a report through our oversight tools, there are instances where we come short of knowing or not knowing whether a presentation of the report is comprehensive, it's all encompassing of the materiality of the issues that are at play, And I think it's a limitation that we too, as the members of the legislature, will have erased, detected. I suppose it could warrant some reforms in the manner and style in how our legislatures are structured.
Maybe give us examples of those reforms.
Look, there have been instances where, on matters pertaining to, the number of patients, that could be on a specific treatment programs. It could be cancer. Cancer has been a major problem, And often at times you would find that accuracy in the reading of the number of patients that are due to receive a treatment because they are backlogs might be a bit obscured, And then you will have to probe more to get that kind of information, And it might be across different programs. But I think where we are sitting, with the kind of mechanism that we have now adapted to, we have seen more responsiveness on the part of the department. Because beyond just doing oversight visitations, we have sought to scrutinize with necessary stakeholders also being invited to assist the committee to carry that function.
You don't perhaps think the wheel maybe is turning from your vantage point, but maybe too slow?
It could be. I wouldn't argue that. It could be. And that is what I'm saying. The more immediate the thing is really just to have a rethink. And it's a conversation that must be had across, the social aspect about the modeling of some of our social institutions. I think the structure of how initially it would have been thought out, modeled, would have been ideal. But of course, embedded within this discourse, the conversation about the role of, those that are designated to mend the system, how they exploit its vulnerabilities, because in circumspect, the manner in how legislative oversight is going to be undertaken, presuppose that officials in government would be forthcoming, they would disclose the information outright. But of course, what we are seeing is the converse, and that is why I'm saying much of it has got to be unraveled so that we know where the blind spots are.
Appreciate you talking to us. I think we do deserve a bigger conversation and maybe also bringing in those stakeholders as you alluded to. So thank you very much. Thank you, Advocate Ezra Letswalo, Chairperson of the Health and Wellness Committee at the Gauteng Legislature.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
to download the Point of View podcast.